I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Good news today for the 33 miners trapped underground in Chile. Officials say rescuers have successfully drilled a narrow borehole from the surface down to where the men are. The plan now is to widen that hole until it's big enough to pull the men out one by one. Unfortunately, that process is expected to take another 6 weeks. The miners have been trapped 2,300 feet below the surface since early August. The BBC's Gideon Long is at the mine. Gideon, tell us more about this borehole that's being drilled. I understand this is part of what the mining company has called Plan B to try and get the miners out.
That's right, Plan B. It was the second drill that was set up here a couple of weeks ago, and it's proved the fastest drill so far. It's dug down through nearly 700 meters of rock, and it's finally reached the tunnel where the men are sheltering. Now, as you say, this isn't the final hole. It needs to be widened. So what they'll do now, the engineers will pull the drill back up to the surface, and they'll start widening the tunnel. At the moment, it's just 1 foot wide, 12 inches, and they say they're going to widen it to 28 inches. That should be wide enough to form an escape shaft. Meanwhile, digging is continuing on Plan A, and Plan C will be up and running within the next day or so. Plan A is the first drill that was set up here 3 weeks ago now. That's making slower progress. It's dug through about 320 meters of rock, so still a long way to go, another 400 meters to go. Plan C is an intriguing piece of kit. It's a drill which has been brought in from the oil industry, and the engineers here say that it's far more powerful and should be far quicker than either of the two existing drills. However, it's not up and running yet. The engineers are assembling it, but we do expect it to start working in the next day or so.
I mean, these three rescue plans, are these an indication that the rescuers are kind of perplexed about how to get these 33 miners out?
Not really. It's a belt and braces operation. The thinking behind it is that one of these drills could break down at any time. And actually, in the past 2 or 3 weeks, both drill A and drill B have run into problems, problems which have been resolved. But the thinking is that at any time, one of these drills could hit a really big problem. It could fail completely. So they'd need a contingency plan. So that's the idea. They're digging three separate escape shafts in the hope that one of them will work.
And this plan B, I understand that it may actually get the men out sooner than expected, is that right?
That's right. The government has been very cautious in its estimates of how long it will take to actually bring the men to the surface. Initially, it was saying they could be underground until Christmas. They were saying the whole operation would take 3 to 4 months. Now they're saying they hope to bring the men out by early November. Now, they are adding a caveat to that. They say that things could still go wrong. There's still a lot of potential for problems. But they are now talking about early November rather than Christmas, which is obviously very welcome news for the miners.
Right, and I imagine their families. What is the mood where you are right now amongst the families and loved ones of the miners as they wait now with this new development?
Well, the mood is fairly positive at the moment because of this good news which has been coming out over the last 2-3 days or so. Drill B has been digging down fairly rapidly, fairly consistently over the past few days, and Drill C is being assembled. So a fairly good, optimistic atmosphere in the camp. Most of the relatives are still saying they're going to camp out here until as long as it takes to bring their men to the surface. The other reason for the good mood is that Chile is in the process of celebrating its bicentenary at the moment. Tomorrow is actually the Independence Day, 200 years since independence from Spanish rule. So that's added to the atmosphere as well. There's a quite festive atmosphere here in the camp today.
And I gather the miners are going to try and fete the day themselves with beef and empanadas and hanging a plastic national flag. It sounds somewhat contrived, but I guess it also shows that everything's being done to maintain some sense of normalcy for the miners stuck down there.
That's right. There's been a lot of debate about just how the miners can celebrate the 18, as it's called here, the 18th Independence Day, and also how they should celebrate it. There's been a lot of debate, for example, as to whether they should be sent wine, red wine, which is an integral part of the Independence Day celebrations across Chile. In the end, the government decided it's not a good idea to send them alcohol. This is a dry mine, and it will remain so throughout the Independence Day weekend. But they are sending them traditional food, empanadas, which are like beef turnovers. They'll be sent down to the miners, and some additional Chilean food to make them feel as though they're part of the celebrations. And their families will be celebrating to some extent here at the camp as well, although they're saying, obviously, that this will not be a party. It will not be like any Independence Day they've celebrated before.
The BBC's Gideon Long at the site where miners are trapped in Copiapó, Chile. Thank you very much, Gideon.
Thank you.